I'm sorry, I had a nightmare. Do you mind if I jump in bed with you?
Oh gosh.
Oh, thank I feel a little weird doing this. You're so nice to let me stay with you while I'm in town. Yeah, I have them sometimes, especially when I'm traveling in a strange place. Well, your place isn't strange, but I haven't been here in a while. It's not my bed, you know? Sorry, go back to sleep. You can go back to sleep, it's okay. Oh, you are really sleeping. Yeah, those night sounds can be pretty loud. It's only 4:30 though. You should go back to sleep, okay? Huh? Me? Yeah, I'm tired, but you know, sometimes I wake up early. Plus, I'm a little jet lagged, different time zones and all that. But it's nice to just be cozy in the dark with you. Oh, I really appreciate you, you know, for letting me stay and letting me jump in bed with you. Hope it doesn't make you too uncomfortable. Are you sure? It's nice. I love that we're such good friends that we're comfortable doing this. I know you wouldn't be weird about it. You know, just like some people would. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. It's been a while since you had a warm body in bed. Do you want me to scratch your head? Huh? Well, I know how much you love that. We used to, remember? I remember how you used to ask me to do that for you all the time. Oh. You're practically purring. Does that feel good? It's always my favorite thing when I go to the hairdresser. You know what I mean, the salon. I have to laugh sometimes. Yeah. Does it feel good? Yeah, I was saying, when I go to the salon, I go to this, well, because you know I keep my hair long and I have straight hair. So I go to this Japanese hair place. Well, they know how to cut straight hair really, really well. But they also give heavenly scalp massages. You should try it. Yeah, they do guys too. It's great. They always do the shampoo and everything, and then they give you the scalp massage, and they give you a hot towel for your nape. It's awesome. There. How is that? Keep going. You want me to just keep scratching your head till the sun rises? Oh. You haven't been touched in a while? That makes me sad. I think everyone should have hands on them, even if it's just hugs. What about getting a massage or something? Oh, not the same. Do you mean like you want to be touched by someone you know who cares about you, not someone you're paying? That did sound weird, but you know what I mean. I don't mean a hooker. Although there's nothing wrong with that. Well, if you want to turn on your belly, I can rub your back. Stroke your back if you like. Yeah? Well, I don't mind. Of course not. Roll over, silly. How's that? Do I feel weird doing this? Let me think. No. You're one of my oldest, bestest friends. I mean, it is a little bit different, I guess. I don't think we ever had so much physical contact. Or should I say prolonged contact? Prolonged. It's only been a minute, but you know what I mean. Why am I getting shy? I'm glad it makes you feel good. How's that? Do you want more pressure? Do you want it lighter?
Okay, like that.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's natural to crave human touch. It goes all the way back to infancy. Yeah, I read a super boring white paper once about how newborns crave touch. Yeah. That's why it's really better for that skin time to start soon. For moms to be in the room with the baby after birth. Dads too. Back in the day, do you remember watching those movies from like, I don't know, the 50s, 60s, whatever? They always showed the babies in a nursery behind glass and the moms in their room. Yeah, they figured out that's not the best. So in most hospitals, they encourage the baby to room with the parents. So, you know, the mom is always putting her hands on the baby, the dad. I guess it's usually the mom because she just gave birth and she's clingy, but yeah, certainly the dad. Those pictures on Facebook of dads with their newborns on their chest are just the best. Yeah, dads have to be good at it too. What if mom gets sick or something? Dads need to have all the skills to take care of babies. Anyway, it's about touch. It's a very early imprint, right? I can't cite the source, but I think they did studies about babies not thriving. Lack of human touch, they would actually die. Or, you know, the opposite too. Premature babies thriving, flourishing because of all the extra attention they receive from touch. I know, my chism's showing. Went on a tangent. Let's just say it's natural to want human touch, you know? Sure, I guess I can stroke your chest. You wanna roll over? Yeah. Oh, babe. I do love you so much. You're one of my best friends ever. Well, your chest, you've been working out. Just teasing. You want me to stroke your belly? Here you go. What's fun to go in a circle? Oh, another tidbit. You know I'm the trivia queen, right? So when you're rubbing someone's belly, especially children, like if you have a niece or a nephew, and they complain about their belly being uncomfortable, always rub in a clockwise direction because that's the direction of digestion. Yeah, ask me anything, and if I don't know the answer, I'll make it up. I know, I'm kidding. You know I wouldn't. I'm so bad. But I don't know. I could look it up. But this one I'm pretty sure of. Somewhere I read it, I'm sure. Oh, hon, you don't have to apologize. It's normal to have morning wood. It's kind of sexy in a way. You want to return the favor? No, not give me morning wood. Do you want to rub my back? Sure, I'm not ever going to say no to back rubs. You kidding? Oh, my tummy's rumbling a bit. I guess I'll be ready for breakfast soon. Not now, though. Okay, let me roll over my front. Ah, that's nice. Well, you didn't need any of my tidbits. You already know how to rub the right way. Oh, yes, you can rub my scalp like that. Oh, feels so good when you have long hair, you know, because the hair weighs down the scalp. What tug the opposite direction. So nice. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I guess I've always kept it really long. You know, it feels really good if you grab a small handful and tug gently, gently. Yeah, that feels so good. It's amazing. Go back and rub my back, please. That was really nice. Maybe you can run your fingers down the muscles of my spine. That's so good. Oh, you like that? That indent where my spine dips between my muscles. Yeah, I've always had a pronounced, I don't know what you call that, the trough between muscles flanking my spine, I guess. Oh, yeah, sexy young girls. Are you coming on to me? Well, it feels good, babe. So good. Yeah, really good. I might fall asleep, okay? Just a little bit more. But I can make you breakfast when we wake up, okay? Okay. I love you.